Today's text from John chapter 2 is traditionally called the cleansing of the temple. Today, Jesus is not nice, nor is he gentle. Today, something is eating Jesus, and his disciples know what it is because they remember a verse from the Psalms, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Zeal for your house will eat him up. The only begotten Son of God has become flesh. In order to tabernacle right in the midst of God's people, he has begun to reveal his glory, bringing forth the best wine from water at Cana. Now Jesus has come to Jerusalem. He stands in the courts of his Father's house, filled with zeal. There he stands in the strength of divine sonship on the mission of the Messiah. And he's brandishing a whip in his hand, seeking to restore this house of trade, this house of merchandising, to its proper nature, the house of his Father. So the sheep have to go, and the oxen have to go, and the coins splatter out across the pavement, and the money changers have to dodge the overturning tables, and the dove sellers are told by our whip-toting Lord, "Take these away. Stop making the house of my Father into a house of trade." Commentators spill a lot of ink in discussing what abuse precisely may have been involved in this buying and selling that would arouse Jesus' ire in this way, or whether it was the sacrificial system itself which was being criticized by Jesus. But maybe it's more helpful to see Jesus' zeal not so much against marketing, against trade, or against sacrifices, but rather, as the psalmist says, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Jesus' zeal for his Father's house. The house of God must be the house of God. A house of prayer to him, mercy from him, the recounting of his deeds, the recalling of his promises, the reading and meditating on his Torah. It is the house where Yahweh dwells, where he hears, where he pardons, where he saves. And yet Israel had a way of mucking it all up and turning that all backward. And again, the holy house of Yahweh was made to the religious enterprise of men. All of the human buying, selling, bustling, planning, offering, chanting, burning incense, eating, talking, conniving, debating, guarding the traditions, courageously making changes, bake sales, basketball games, progressive suppers, couples clubs, benefit auctions, staffing the food pantry, VBS decorating, landscaping, new temple logo t-shirt orders, drafting resolutions for district conventions, emailing fellow priests about Passover arrangements, the work of the kingdom, they may have called it. And yet it had become one great, big, huge detraction from the heart and the host of this house. The Father of Christ, the Savior God of Israel. And it is our problem too. And how can we fix it? How will you fix it? Can you muster the zeal and the courage and the faithfulness to address and fix this, the fundamental problem of the church? This fundamental problem of the human heart, that the people of God are constantly turning away from God and toward themselves, even right in the presence of God, right in the temple, God himself. in spite of his zeal, our Lord Jesus did not cleanse that temple. That temple, that den of robbers, with its massive stones and its corrupt-hearted worshipers, that temple was soon destroyed. Jesus did not cleanse that temple. He has raised up for the Father and for his people a new temple. This new temple is his flesh, his body. With a whip and with a rod, with a crown of thorns and a cross of blood, Jesus has become for us the holy dwelling place of God with his people. The temple as it was always meant to be, a temple bruised and bloodied and destroyed by human impiety, but raised up in 3 days in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness forever. And we have been incorporated into this temple, into Jesus, through baptism. He dwells among us, and we in him, as he speaks us his word and feeds us his body in the liturgy. We are blessed forever by the zeal of this Savior. We cannot fix the church any more than we can fix our own hearts, but the fixing, the cleansing, the renovating has been done. Behold, the Lamb of God is his temple. The Lamb of God is his priest. The Lamb of God is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. The zeal of the Lord of hosts has accomplished this. Amen.